Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever time you see this broadcast, I just want to say hello. I'm Gerald. Listen, you saw the title, The Cry Out of a Wounded Warrior. This is my Cry Out series that's really been heavy on me because there are a lot of wounded men that are crying out and not being heard. And God is literally allowing me to hear these cries. And I mean, when I see you, I can recognize your cry, but I hear so many cries, and I was in a weeping state this morning. I just was weeping because I felt so attached to it, because I understood where these cries come from. And so God wanted me to come on and today and to give you this process that he is really and truly impressed upon my heart to give to you, to understand you don't have to stay wounded, because God has literally taken care of the wounds. But because you don't know, or you do know, but you just don't think it's for you, because you have done so much, you have caused so much hurt, you have caused so much pain, you have did damage to your own self, and so you just feels like you're in a hopeless place. But I come to tell you today that day is over. That day is over. Soldier, wounded warrior, the wounded warrior, that day is over. God is coming to heal. He has come to heal. God has come to heal. He wants you to understand that you can receive your healing. You can receive your healing because it's already done. You just got to receive it. You just got to believe it. You just got to grab it. Grab your healing. So this series, I'm not going to be on it long, because I just want you to catch this. When I put your hand, I want you to, if you're a baseball player, put your glove on. If you play football or something, put your hands up. So if you, I don't care, put your praise hands up. Put the hands up together like you catching this, because I need you to catch this. If you're a wounded person, if you're a wounded warrior, and this is geared toward men, but if you're a wounded warrior, and you know that God has called for you to be a warrior, and you have been wounded, and you have just been in battle, and you're just getting wounded, and now you feel like you're no good to the kingdom. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God shall, he said he will heal you. So I'm going to start with these couple verses. So in Psalm 107 and 20, it says, he sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Come on now. How many of y'all have found yourself in a pit? How many of y'all found yourself in destruction? I know what a pit looks like. I've been in a pit. I've been in a pit for a long time. I understood word. I understood what Jesus did for me. I understood that I was in a church and still was in a pit. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. I was in a pit. Feel me? I was in a pit. I was in self-destruction. I was in self-destruction. You know what I'm saying? I was destroying myself. Because I felt like I couldn't do it. I felt like I couldn't win. And then I was getting these words. You know, my wife was giving me positive feedback. She was declaring some of the prophetic words that was over my life. And she said one of them was the modern day David. And so I started really, really thinking about David and what David did. David did messed up a lot. David put himself in some pits. David puts himself in some destruction because of the things that he did. But you know what? God says, this is a man after my own heart. I caught that thing and I'm like, okay, God, I know I messed up. I know you're able to forgive me. I know you still love me. I know that you get, these are the things that I have to tell myself over and over because the enemy wants to remind me of what I used to look like. What I used to do. That's what he wants to remind me. Let me tell you something. That's not you. That's what the enemy wants you to think. But that's not you. Because it says right here, God says, the word says, he sends forth his word. Come on now. He is his word. Come on. Jesus is his word. And healed them and rescued them from the pits of destruction. This was in Psalm 107. He sent forth. Who did he send forth? He sent forth his son, Jesus. And here he goes. This is how this thing gonna work together. So in 1 Peter 2:24, it says he personally, come on, y'all, personally, he personally bears our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar and offered himself on it that we might die, ceasing to exist in sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Listen, you have been wounded, but Jesus got wounded for you. Yes, you sinned, but he died on the cross for you, that you may live and cease to live in sin. You got to understand the process of what Jesus has already done. You got to understand that in Psalm 107 and 20 says he sent forth his word and heals them and rescues them. You have been rescued. Jesus came to rescue you. You no longer have to sit in that pit. You no longer have to sit in that destruction. You no longer have to be wounded. Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, he sent his son to do a natural heal, to break, to let, so you can see it. You can see it. Every stripe, you was healed. Every wound, you was healed. So if you dealing with mental illness, you dealing with a broken heart, you dealing with habits, you dealing with generational destruction, you've been healed. You've been healed. I need you to catch this part. I need you to catch this part because this is the ingredients. This is the substance that you gotta eat. That you got to get into your mind. That's why I renew your mind daily. Because if you understand this daily, then every time that you wake up, the enemy can't hit you with yesterday. He can't hit you with your past. Because he's already said, I sent forth my word to heal them and rescue them. He has rescued you from yesterday. He's rescued you from your pit. He's rescued you from your destruction. You have been rescued, my brother. So stop waddling in your self-destruction. Stop waddling in this pittiness, in a pity place. I'm wounded. I'm weary. I'm tired. I'm angry. Get out of that pit. Get out of the pit. Understand, Yeshua has died on the cross for you. Jesus has died on the cross for you. He bore your sins. He bore your sin. Listen, he took these wounds for you that you don't have to. You can cease to exist in sin. Cease to exist in sin. Bro, stop sinning. Somebody just said, man, you don't know how hard it is. Listen, I do know how hard it is. I stayed in it for over a decade when I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing, but I ain't have no strength. I didn't have no consistency. You want to do it one day and think that everything gonna be good? Wrong. It has to be a lifestyle. I now do this every day. I now do this. God, you say the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. What are my steps today? Today, we're talking about coming out of this wounded place, but there's a step that each and every one of us has to take every day. Men, listen. We got to get in alignment. He said, David says, Lord, deliver my soul. That thing that jacked me up, man. It jacked me up. He said, Lord, deliver my soul. David knew he'd be messing up. But David knew how to get back in alignment. You got to know how to get back in alignment. You got to understand, you get, find these scriptures that'll get you back in alignment, that'll get your mind right. Right now, the enemy is bombarding your mind, making you feel like this is a hopeless thing, making you feel like you just can't do it. But I come today to tell you, you can do it, that God gives you the strength. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have the right to do it. Why? Because you've been saved. Jesus came to die on the cross for you. For you. Don't think you in this thing by yourself. Don't think that you're the lone ranger and nobody cares. But let me tell you something. I got a scripture for that one too. So I'm giving you two. But Jeremiah 30 and 17 says, how about this? For I will restore health to you and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord. This is Jeremiah 30 and 17. You said this. You were saying that I need some strength, God. I'm in this place and nobody sees me. Okay, God sees you. He says, for I will restore health to you. You've been in this place so bad. You've been in alcoholism and it's tearing up your liver. It's tearing up your lung. It's tearing up all of you. You've been smoking. You've been doing all of this perversion. It's just jacking your whole body up. But God says, I come to deliver. I sent my son to deliver them. I sent my son to rescue them. I sent my son to get them out of the problem. He said, I sent forth my word. What you think his word is? He's his word and Jesus is his word. He sent his son as his word for you, for me, for my bloodline, for my DNA, for my family. Listen. Jeremiah 30 and 17, it says, for I will restore health to you. I will heal your wounds, says the Lord. Because, here we go. Check this out. Because they have called you an outcast. Come on now. Come on now. I want to run on that. How many of y'all have been called an outcast? How many people have been told you that you can't do this? How many people told you you just going to be that way? How many told you you're going to be just like your daddy? You're going to be out there in these streets. You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to live long. They've been calling you an outcast. They don't even talk to you. You're like the black sheep of the family. But I come to tell you today that God says, I will. He ain't say I might. He ain't say I should. He said, I will heal your wounds, says the Lord, because they have called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no one seeks after, for whom no one cares. God cares for you. I care because God has put this thing in my heart to help these wounded warriors. These men are no longer, I don't want another man to be in self-destruction. Feeling like they can't, they helpless. They feeling like nobody's caring. Nobody can help them. The devil is a lie. Help is here. Help is here. Help is here. Help is here. So come on, let's get up, come out of this depression. Let's come out of these suicidal thoughts. Let's come out of this pornography. Let's come out of this perversion. Come out of the death, hell, and the grave, because God says, I'm delivering them out of the pits. I'm delivering you out of the pit that you dug for yourself, and I'm delivering you out of the pit that people dug for you. Their words have been digging you and putting you in the ground. They don't put you in the grave. They don't put self-destruction on you. You start believing that that's who you are. But I decree and declare that the authentic you is coming alive today. I decree that this word is blowing the ruach upon you, that the breath of life is coming in your life now in the name of Jesus. What you once thought was dead is coming alive. You understand that Jesus died for you. You understand it's reviving you. It's energizing your spirit. You just got a second wind. You just got re-energized. You just got reset and rebooted. It's time to get up and go and move forward. No longer are you going to lay on the ground, but you're going to get back up. A man falls a thousand times, but you get back up. Seven times, but you get back up. You just can't just lay there. It's time to get back up. It's people depending on your walk. It's the people depending on your salvation. It's people depending on you. Your DNA is depending on you. Your bloodline is depending on you. Your family is depending on you. Get up, men. Let's go. Understand that Yeshua has died for you. Understand that he bore your sins, that you can cease to exist in sin. You'll no longer have to be a drug addict, no longer have to be an adulteress. You'll no longer have to be an alcoholic. You'll no longer have to be a double-minded man. You'll no longer have to be that. He came to heal you. He came to heal you. It says, I will, Jeremiah 30 and 17, for I will restore health to you. Yes, you've been drinking so long, now your liver gone, but God says, I can restore that. I can restore that. I'm Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. I can restore that. Not only saying that I can restore your health to you, but he said, I will heal your wounds. Those wounds that you have got, that you've been hit in your heart, those traumas that have caused you to have mental illness. You've been dealing with PTSD. You've been dealing with all of these mental things. God says, man, I got that. You're going to a regular doctor, and the regular doctor telling you, well, I'm going to give you all of these pills, and you still on this. But you ain't went to the real doctor. You ain't went to the greatest physician of them all. This is that cry out. This is that cry out. You've been trying all these natural things, these worldly things, but you ain't tried the spiritual thing. The thing that really taps into the spiritual being. It says we'll be in this world, but not of this world. We're spiritual beings. So we're focusing on a natural being, but God says, when is you going to focus on the spiritual aspect of it? I could not understand that until I start tapping into my spiritual being. I'm looking at my natural. I'm sitting here smoking, trying to get my mind right, trying to battle all of these thoughts, these depression thoughts, these suicidal thoughts. So I'm self-medicating on drugs and alcohol and perversion, trying to satisfy the flesh. But I wasn't trying to satisfy my soul. I wasn't trying to satisfy my spirit. I wasn't getting into the word. I wasn't tapping into the one thing that can rejuvenate me, the one thing that can deliver me, the one thing that can keep me saved, the one thing that can heal me, the one thing that can just bring me alive again. Come on, y'all. Come on, I'm in a place now that where I plug into Jesus, I plug into the word, I plug into my praise, I plug into God because I want to stay alive. I want to stay rejuvenated. I want to stay on top of my game. I ain't trying to lose no more. I know what losing looked like. I stayed in it for way too long. Way too long. But I had to realize and I had to keep in my mind that Jesus personally bore my sins. He bore the sins of my family. Them generational curses, that junk ain't mine. Man, I'm the bloodline breaker. I'm the generational curse breaker. I know who I am. Why would you think that the enemy would bombard you and try to sabotage you because there's an assignment on your life that you're supposed to walk in and the enemy wants you not to ever get it? He don't even want you to see that path. So you find your natural path and you start walking on your natural path, but God says, I got something for you. I got something for you. I had a plan for you. I had a plan for you in your mother's womb. I got a plan for you. I designed you. I programmed you. Everything about you is not a mistake. It's not a mistake. You're not a mistake. You're not unwanted. You're not unloved. I promise you, God loves you. Every day that you get an opportunity to breathe life, every opportunity that you wake up to see another day, he loves you. But I want you to understand that your wounds can be healed. But understand how your wounds are being healed and whom your wounds are being healed. Who is healing your wounds? I need you to understand that. You can't do this in your natural. Try that. Don't work. I'm just telling you. If you've been doing it, how's it working for you? Believe you me, I know it don't work. So Jeremiah 30, 17, it says, once again, for I will restore health to you and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord, because they have called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no one seeks after and for whom no one cares. I come to tell you today that God cares. God cares for you. God cares for you. I don't care what nobody say. God cares. If nobody on earth cares for you, God cares for you. You have to believe that. You have to tap into that. These are the signs that them that believe. There's signs, and I want you to go read that. Find that and read that. Because I need you to understand that you can be healed. You can lay hands on yourself. If your mind is going, lay hands on your mind. Lay hands on your mind. He say, I lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If you know that your mind is sick, you know that you're dealing with pornography. I'm telling you, this is my formula. When I was out there and I didn't know no scripture, this is the only thing that I was saying. I got the mind of Christ. When I was dealing with pornography, I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. I had to get my mind under control. I said I had the mind of Christ. Christ ain't sin. He ain't walking around with perversion. So I'm telling myself, I have the mind of Christ. I ain't know a scripture. And I was in the church. I was so far gone, I couldn't even think of a scripture. How many times you've been in that situation and you know you done did something and now you mad at yourself because you done watched pornography or you done said something wrong or you done took a smoke or you done sipped some alcohol or something. You stepped out on your family. You know you didn't want to do it, but as soon as you do it, you know you're feeling guilty about it. That's God putting a check in you. Come on, you got to repent for this stuff. I hear somebody say I'm too. No, that's a lie. Repent right now. Repent right now. Ask God to forgive you. And check this out. God forgives you. And here's the issue. Forgive yourself. Don't put yourself in self-condemnation. Don't put yourself in condemnation. Don't put yourself in condemnation. Forgive yourself. Because God has already forgiven you. Soon as you ask God for forgiveness, God is faithful to forgive. The problem is, we are not so faithful to forgive ourselves. But I'm going to need you to forgive yourself today. I'm going to need you to help yourself get out of this destruction. Because this is what I want you to do. I need you to cry out to God. This is the cry out. So in verse, in Psalm 30 and 2, it says, O Lord, my God, I cry out to you and you have healed me. Listen, man, I cry out to God. Listen, I constantly need healing. I constantly, because when things come up, I'm like, God, I need that place healed. I need that place in my heart healed. I need that place in my mind healed. No, I don't want to operate in unforgiveness. I don't want to operate in anger. I don't want to operate in double-mindedness. I don't want to operate in these habits. Heal my heart. Heal my heart from the hardness. Heal my heart. Matter of fact, Father God, heal my mouth. I'm crying out to you that you said that you will heal my tongue. You will heal my mouth from speaking negative. You will heal my mouth from the foul things that have come out of my mouth. Heal me. Come on, y'all playing. This ain't a time for playing. We in a season of get right. This time to get this thing right. That's why we crying out, because we want to operate in a spirit of righteousness. But if you want to get into the spirit of, want to walk in a spirit of righteousness, you got to put the formula together. You got to get into the word and apply the word into the right areas of your life that you are needed, that you can walk righteously, that you'll be in right standing with God, that you will be an upright man, that you will be walking and planted on a solid rock, that your foundation won't be on perversion. Your foundation won't be on a generational curse of perversion, a generational curse of curse of self-destruction, a generational curse of pride, a generational curse of entitlement. Come on, y'all. We're trying to get set free. I'm talking about my wounded warriors. I'm trying to get you. Listen, it's time to get up. It's time to get up. We got work to do. We don't have time to be sitting there wounded, leaning on a tree, talking about I can't make it. The devil is a lie. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He gives you the strength to get up. Why? Because he's already healed your wounds. Lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on your heart. If you got a broken heart, lay hands on your heart. Lay hands on your heart and say, God, I'm crying out to you. You said that you will heal me. You said you'll heal my broken heart. You say you hear the brokenhearted. So, Father God, I'm standing before you, a brokenhearted man. And, Father God, I need to be healed. Father God, my mind has been unstable for a long time. And so, Father God, your word says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So, Father God, I separate myself from double-mindedness. So, Father God, I decree and declare that I'm walking in stability. I'm walking in a stable mind. My mind is set like flint on Christ. Father God, I thank you that I have wandering eyes. So Father God, I declare that the scales are being removed off of my eyes, that I'm laser focused on your commandments. I'm laser focused on your precepts, Father God, on your statutes now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I declare that my words are, my ears have been listening to enticing words, seducing words. So Father God, I thank you for delivering my ears, that I will no longer hear the stranger's voice, but Father God, I'll be laser focused on your voice, Father God, as you speak life into me, as you speak wealth into me, as you speak an understanding into me. I'm giving you some understanding of how I have to walk this thing out every day. Listen, the enemy wants to kill me. He wants to destroy me. He wants to destroy my family, but I refuse to give him another day. I refuse to give him another part of my life. I refuse. And this is the day that you're going to have to get right and say, I refuse to give the enemy another day in lust. I refuse to give the enemy another day in this adulterous spirit. I refuse to fall into the alcohol and fall into the drugs and fall into the lies and fall into the pit. I refuse to. Now, if your family fell into it, ain't no reason that you have to. It didn't say that you have to. You don't have to fall into this. You can get up and get out. You can be the one that make a difference. You can be the one that make a change. I declare that you are the difference maker. I declare that you are the one that's got to make a change. What the devil meant for bad, God turns it out for good. Look at me. Look at me. People thought I wasn't going to change. People thought I couldn't change. People had put me in a grave. People had put me in a mental institution. By their words, that stuff didn't work. God had a different plan for me. And he got a different plan for you. So if you're a wounded soldier, you're a wounded warrior, it's time to get up. It's time to get right. It's time to get your mind right. Renew your mind daily. Understand who you are. Cry out to God. David did. Y'all know the story of David. David messed up a whole bunch of time, but David knew how to be transparent. David knew how to say, man, God, I messed up. I done got this man killed. I done messed with this man wife. And God, I just need you to forgive me. God know, he knows how. David knew how to get it right. This is that time. This is your time to just get it right. This is your time to just say, God, forgive me. I done messed up. Because he already know. But he needs you to confess your sins to him. He needs you to confess them. He needs you to open your mouth. The enemy wants to keep you in secret. He wants to keep you in shame, because if you don't never open your mouth about it, then you won't even tell nobody. I'm talking to you, men. Yeah, you know how it is. You don't want to tell your business. You don't want nobody looking at you funny. You want to keep your secret. Let me tell you something. It ain't a secret, because God knows your secret. You just might be keeping it secret from other men. But let me tell you, somebody perfect, they get close to you. They understand what you're dealing with. And then when they speak to it, you got to understand that it's time to deal with it. I'm speaking to you now. I'm speaking to that sin that has been holding you back. I'm speaking to that sin that has caused you to fumble and fall. I'm speaking to that sin that you need to let go and let God deal with it. It's time to all of that thing. Let's go. Let's get some deliverance today and let God fill you up. Let God heal those broken areas, heal those voided areas, and let this word that God sent forth, that he sent his word to heal you. He sent his word. It says in Psalm 107:20, he sent forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pits. It's your time to get rescued from the pit. My brother, you don't have to sit in that pit no more. You don't have to sit in that self-destruction anymore. It's time to get up and get out and get moving. It's time to walk in your healing. It's time to walk in your new. It's time to walk in a new mindset. It's time to walk in your new vision. God has given you a new vision. You have seen some things that you have been scared of, that you have been, you felt like, I could never get to that place. I'm telling you today that you shall get to that place. I've been in that place. I'm sitting there drunk, sitting there high, saying God is talking about, this is who you are. This is what you're going to do. You're going to meet men. You're going to talk to men. And I'm sitting there like, man, do you see where I'm at? And God said, I don't see that. I'm always looking ahead. You're looking at your now, but I'm looking at your destiny. And God says, I come today to talk to you in your destiny. I come today to speak to you into your destiny, to push you in your destiny. The day is the day that you get up and start walking into your destiny. And as you keep to continue to walk, as you walk, God is going to heal. God is going to restore. God is going to reset. God is going to reboot. As you continue to walk, every step you get stronger. Every step you get wiser. Every step you get an understanding. I decree it over you now. I declare that you're walking out of the cave. I declare that you're walking out of the pit. No longer will you be shackled. No longer will you be bound. No longer will you put yourself in prison. But I declare that you got the keys today to unlock the key, to unlock the jail cell, that you can walk out. I declare that your praise and your worship will unlock some things in your generation. That your praise, that you're praising God so loud, that you're praising God and dancing so much, that you are, I pray that you don't dance out your clothes like David did, because if you do it at home, you fine, but don't do it out in public. Because as you praising God and you giving God the praise and you're dancing for God, I decree and declare that you're dancing your way into your new. I declare that there's a new anointing upon you now, a new anointing to deliver, a new anointing to stay saved, to stay holy, to stay righteous now. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, pitch a tent around them, Father God. I declare that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. I declare that there's a fresh anointing upon their life, Father God, to succeed. In Jesus' name, I declare that it shall not be any failure in their life. I bind the spirit of fear, failure, shame, abandonment, rejection, adultery, fornication, all forms of the liar, all forms of the cheater, all forms of lust and perversion, generational curses of it. I bind the spirit of pride, Leviathan. Now in that haughty spirit, I bind all forms of the inconsistency. Been inconsistent in your walk. Been inconsistent. One minute you living right, and then the next minute you over there doing what you want to do. Now I decree and declare that you will no longer walk to the other side. I declare that you will have the nevertheless anointing, that is not my will, but thy will, God, thou will be done. God's will be done in your life. I declare it now over you. I declare that your mind is being renewed, men. Now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I pray that this message stretches you, encourages you, it pushes you. Listen, if you are a man that is struggling, go to my website, ppkglobal.org. ppkglobal.org. Go to my website and sign up. Listen, I got a mentoring program that is called it's accountability. Listen, it's about accountability. I know sometimes when you don't have nobody holding you accountable, you'll fall back into anything. You'll fall back, you'll just go back and because you feel like nobody cares. Nobody is watching. But let me tell you something. There's a brother that's out here that's willing to walk with you. There's a brother that's out here that's willing to help you and to mentor you through this thing. Go to my website. There's a mentoring program on it. We have Tuesdays, a men group. It's a PPK group. And listen, this is a transparent group. We ain't here to patty cake with the devil. We ain't here to pat your sins. That ain't what we're about. That's not what we're about. We're about our Father's business. We want to be pure. We want to be holy. But there's a process that we have to go through, that we have to, as men, iron sharpens iron. Confess your sin one to another, that you may be healed and made whole again. Understand that. The enemy wants you to be in shame, that you want to hold in your past. You want to hold in that stuff that you've been harboring, that's causing you to be a delinquent in what God is calling for you to do. Man, release that sin, man, and let's go. It's time to move forward. Once again, I'm Gerald, and you can go to my website, ppkglobal.org, if you're a man. Listen. And you, if you having problems and you're a wounded warrior and you're a female, you can go to Gerald and Yvette, GeraldandYvette.com. You can go to Gem Ministries. There's resources there. There's webinars. There's books. My wife is a phenomenal teacher. She has given the webinar. I'm talking about 3 hours of teaching that'll get you through. Listen, it's time to get some help so you can be helped. You know what I'm saying? Get healed so you can help. You can't help nobody when you're wounded. But you got to get healed. This is that place. Get some help. Get yourself healed so you can be some good help. Amen. I pray that this thing bless you now, because it sure blessed me. I'm on fire today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And y'all, God bless. And y'all have a blessed day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, If you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.